Hello, lovely listeners. This is Courtney checking in to let you know that Jackie and I are currently working really hard on our fourth season. And in the meantime, we are going to go ahead and re-release some episodes for you to revisit, or maybe you missed some of them, and this is actually the first time you get to listen to them. Either way, we're so grateful you're here, and we cannot wait to share season four with you. So thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon. Hello and welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets and why it's so hard for us to let them go. Please join us as we examine our relationship with stuff and potentially convince each other to say goodbye to excess baggage, or maybe we'll encourage each other to keep everything forever. Let's find out. We are your hosts. I'm Jackie Glick, a producer living in LA who's an avid window shopper and loves a sample sale.
And I am Courtney Vinaes, an actor, video game streamer, and improviser living in LA with a colorful, quirky, and highly impractical closet.
Unfortunately, our third closeteer, Lana Cuthbertson, a busy entrepreneur living in Montreal, is busy today. So we are actually joined by a wonderful guest named Liz Snyderman, who is a pediatric nurse practitioner living in Memphis, who loves wearing oversized sweaters, hates wearing socks, and was recently described by friends as an excellent consumer. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. I just want to say I am in love with your intro, like, so much. Cozy sweaters. I'm so ready for a cozy sweater. And please teach me your consuming ways, because I feel like I'm very bad at it.
Well, thank you, Courtney. I wrote that intro myself. It's funny timing, because I was just with some friends this weekend, and my friend said to me, "You are an excellent consumer." And I don't think she meant it nicely, but I was like, thank you. I am. I do love buying things that I need for myself or other people. And so I thought that's really going to play well on this podcast today.
It does. Look, absolutely.
That's what we're all about here. We're the three closeteers on a journey through time and space. And we're excited.
Well, thank you for having me.
Everyone is a consumer. We all consume something. So you're an excellent one. Congratulations. It's a compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have you bought anything lately?
I can't say that I have. I've been eyeing a couch. Because I only have one. And I would like another one that's bigger and fits my dog better. but yeah, it's a big purchase. I don't usually like to spend much more than $100 at a time, so.
Yeah, that's kind of my limit too. Getting into the three-digit purchases, yeah. It's like, okay, do I really need this? But I would like to say, going back to the excellent consumer, being an excellent consumer means you're being thoughtful and you're considering what you're buying. So
I'm just gonna buy a $100 couch.
Just $99.99 couch.
It sounds so comfortable. Well done. Yeah, Lizzie, we're so excited. You said you brought more than one thing today. Hit us with the first one. What is it? What'd you bring? Why did you keep it?
First one is truly because I am a fangirl of the pod, and I wanted to show you that I am that Liz that sent Jackie the melt beads. And in fact, I do still have the Mike Wazowski and Sully that Jackie made me from the melt bead kit.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
They're both broken. One's missing, one's got a loose foot. The other, Sully's missing a horn. And also doesn't even have like a keychain thing or a magnet on it. So it's just like literally
it
a
did,
melt
didn't
bead.
It?
I don't think so.
It's a coaster.
But I
I'm
kept them,
you.
You guys. I kept them.
I mean, you made them yourself. You created. You
I made
those.
Them. I made
oh,
them
Jackie
for
made
Liz.
Them. Oh my gosh!
During at the beginning of the pandemic, I used to be the arts and crafts specialist at our summer camp, and Lizzie thought it would be funny to send me a box of melt beads for something to do. I assume
I
it was when people were puzzling.
Day. Yeah,
people were puzzling. I'm not a puzzler. People were doing crosswords. I'm not very good at crosswords. And Lizzie thought it would be, and rightfully thought it would be funny to send me melt beads. So I like spent one entire day doing melt beads. Like I made her, like, there was like recipes in the one that she sent me. There was like Mike Wazowski What's the other guy's name?
Sully.
Oh, yeah, Sully. I made a Mario for Akshay, and it's on the fridge, so still there also.
I've seen it. I've seen it. It's adorable.
It's a very intense kit.
There's also somehow a caterpillar magnet that's at my parents' house, so I don't know in Canada.
Well, because you were in Edmonton when I was gifted the Melt Beads, so I sent it to your parents' house internationally.
So then, just for the record, I not only kept these, but brought them back to Memphis from Edmonton to have.
That's so special. Thank you for keeping them forever.
I love that. I love it so much. That's so sweet. And especially because it's not something that even has, like, a purpose. Like you said, there's nothing on it.
Watch what you're saying. One of them has a keychain hanger on it.
It's the best keychain ever because it will break if you use it once.
You put it in your purse and it will
just like the keys will come off the one melt bead that's holding this thing on.
I'm like, oh, the melt beads is really, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because what I like about this is that there's one at your parents' house, which fills me with deep joy. My niece and nephew came to LA and they stayed with us, and I did melt beads with them because I had this great kit, and I ended up doing, I would say, a big share of the bead placement for my young nephew, who's like, I guess 5 now, but he was 4 at the time. And my father-in-law on a phone call the other day in London was like, oh, my grandson gave me a bunch of these little melt bead things for the fridge, and I've put them all up, and they're great. So, like, technically I've made a bunch of those as well. And they're in my father-in-law's fridge, which makes me really happy. He doesn't know that I was the creator, but my nephew just pointed at a color and then said, I want the car to be blue, and I made the car. So it's really a beautiful gift. All of my artwork is really on showcase now.
I just think that proves what a great ANC specialist you really were, that you not only gave me a gift that I've kept for well over a year now of nothing, but also were able to help your nephew create something that he has passed on as his own and given to a loving grandparent. And so I think that that just, you know, if anyone's looking for a great ANC specialist, Jackie Glick.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hire her.
You only have to pay her $500 for the whole summer. It's a great deal.
I'm so happy that you saved those. That makes me very happy. I wonder how long you'll save them. Do you think they'll make it through another trip home or traveling?
I think they'll make it about another 29 minutes, Jack.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I give you permission, I guess, to recycle them. They are plastic. They are not garbage.
I have a question. Where have they been living in your home? Like, do you have them displayed? Are they in, like, a drawer?
So that's a great question. So I've actually also moved since I've gotten these.
So they've made it past a move.
And so I happened to remember, I didn't remember that I still had the Sully, to be honest, but I happened to remember that I had the Mike Wazowski and that I had it in this tote bag that has been just keeping a bunch of things that I treasure and haven't needed at all in the 12 months since I've moved. And so last night I went fishing for it because I knew just where it was, safely stowed away in a bag of crap.
You know, a really nice place for it is like right over your right shoulder. There's like a big wall area that you could be hanging these. You could be hanging them for all of your meetings and stuff if you wanted, if you really loved me.
Real good conversation starter. Great icebreaker if you have a Zoom call and with any colleagues you don't know.
Do you live with a small child? No. My best friend made those for me. Thank you for asking. I'll let her know you like them.
It's not a bad idea.
All right, guys. I brought other stuff. I only brought those because I wanted to talk about Jackie for a little while.
I love it. Oh, thank you so much. I love coming for a full circle on this podcast. So let's hear what else you have.
The next thing that I brought does show that I am an excellent consumer, much more than the arts and crafts from Jackie. The next thing that I brought is the Velvet Encased Box Set Sex and the City, the entire series DVD. I'll tell you a little something. I no longer have a DVD player. For at least 2 moves, I have no longer had a DVD player, nor does my computer play DVDs. I don't even really like Sex and the City. If it's on, I actively turn it off. And yet, I have kept this. This is my treasured possession.
You know, I remember that when you got that, though.
That's great.
Why it was probably it, like, I feel like it was like one of those things, like, you had, like, people had Friends, people had Seinfeld, people had Sex and the City, and people had Gilmore Girls on DVD as, like, rewatchables all the time.
I still think it's really pretty. Like, look at this picture of Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, she's a beauty.
I think I might keep it.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Honestly, though, I bet if you were to put that, like, on eBay, people would pay hundreds.
Oh, yeah, especially right now with the reboot.
It is in great condition because, as I mentioned, I don't own a DVD player, so I don't think it's ever been watched. However, there is a small piece of packaging on the outside of the plastic, so someone might only pay $150.
I don't know.
Well, look.
Courtney, what do you think?
I mean, it's packaging. That means it's been protected. Like, that tiny piece has been extra protected.
Yeah. If anybody wants this, you can find me on Instagram. I'll sell it to you for a fair, low, low price of $20,000.
The bidding will start at $20,000. Okay?
Fair. That's fair.
I love it. So wait, I'm so sorry. What, did you say that was a gift, or was that something that you purchased for yourself?
I purchased it. I don't remember why or when.
At the time, you must have had a DVD player.
Yeah, at the time, I believe I was still toting around from apartment to apartment my VHS combined with DVD player, which I got rid of maybe 3 moves ago because I realized I didn't own any VHS tapes anymore and I didn't want to watch anything on DVDs.
Right. Now are you subscribing to HBO Max that you don't really even need them? Because they're all on streaming for free?
She's asking that as if she doesn't use my HBO Max, just for the record.
No, now we get it. No, I use your, I use your television. But HBO, I'm signed in because AT&T has a promo that if you have an AT&T phone, you get HBO Max.
That's true. That's true.
AT&T sponsor us.
And Sex in the City, even though I talk poorly about your
Sex
show.
Sex in the City's sponsor.
Big fan of Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, she is great. She's phenomenal. I also have not, I don't actively dislike the show, but I also have seen maybe 2 episodes.
I think my problem with Sex in the City is that if you watch too many in a row, you start to believe that Carrie is saying something important. And so you're like, I always do date men who date models, and like that's never been true for me, but you're like, oh, you like really drink the Kool-Aid and you're like, she's right about men, but maybe she's not.
You gotta space it out, otherwise she gets in your
totally
head. Oh boy. Also, can I say how frustrating I find it that DVD players are a thing of the past now? Like that's something that actively makes me feel aged. I still think of DVD players as being like, ooh, like, this, like, I just remember going over to people's houses for, like, slumber parties and being like, oh my gosh, they have a DVD player and they have so many DVDs. And now it's just like, oh, no, why do you need physical media?
Do you feel a little bit bad for Blu-ray, though? Never really
in
got
what
its
way?
Moment.
In what sense?
It never really got its moment. We had VHS that really got a lot of attention. People liked that a lot. DVDs mm-hmm. came along. We were mm-hmm. really into that for a while. And then Blu-ray was like, I'm here too. And we were like, oh, streaming though.
Yeah, Blu-ray, I think you're right. Its window was definitely smaller than that of DVDs. And it was also just like, I always kind of just viewed Blu-ray as like DVD plus.
Yes.
You know, it never felt like its own thing. It was like, you know, it's a disc, the same that a DVD is a disc. It wasn't like you needed to go and get a new, I mean, actually, no, I think you did need to go.
You
get
needed
a
machine
before,
that could play both, but it was an upgrade from a casual DVD player.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Blu-ray is.
Nobody really knows. If someone asked me to say what the difference between the two are or why it has the word blue in it, I would be like, what's up? It's like a DVD, mm-hmm. but it's
and
better.
Blue.
And then I would change the subject really quickly.
Yeah. To be honest, I think it's its full name is a Blu-ray DVD. So it's like something to do with the way, I don't know, I'm making all of this up, but I do think it is Blu-ray DVD. And I have one. I have one DVD of the movie that I just recently worked on. And other than that, I have no DVDs anymore.
Do you want the box set for Sex and the City? Because I will put this in the mail tomorrow.
I totally appreciate it. And I think that's a very generous offer. But I think that this might fall into the category of something that you should actually sell on the internet.
I am not capable of that. Would someone well, like
you
to just, help
me? you know, get at us, guys. Why did I keep this? If anybody wants these beautifully packaged Blu-rays, there'll be a picture on our Instagram when we release this episode, and you can get in touch, and we'd be happy to send them to you.
Yeah, basically mint condition. Like, this is a collector's item.
Yeah,
like,
get into it, guys.
I'm serious. Like, there are some real Sex and the City fans out there who would probably pay, like, a good amount of money to
have
that. Yeah,
we're going to start bids at a good amount of money, and and we're going to see how this goes, because there are big fans out there, and we want them to have it. Liz, who doesn't have a DVD player and doesn't love Sex and the City, should not be the one who is housing this object for too much longer.
And just for the record, not just housing it, but moving it at least 9 times.
9 times. I mean, look, it's not garbage, but it isn't for you anymore.
It's not for me.
I'm just, what is your thought process? Like, you're packing up your apartment, you're moving. What, when you go to put that into a box, what goes through your head? Like, why are you like, yes, I'm gonna bring this with
me. I'm laughing really hard because the last time I moved, I was finally like, okay, get rid of your DVD player. So I got rid of my, this is 2 moves ago. I got rid of my DVD player. I didn't bring it anymore, but I wasn't ready to get rid of the DVDs. And then in my last move, I was like, okay, I'm not bringing any DVDs. But then I came across this and I was like, well, it's not really a DVD. It's like this beautiful artifact that I own and that reminds me that Pink Velvet was once something that I thought I needed. And so I brought it with me to this house that has no DVD players and no Sex and the City fans. Even though I consciously thought about it, you don't need this. This isn't something you need. I also think I didn't know what else to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, no, not many people have DVD players anymore, unless they're like PlayStation people, because I think a PlayStation has a DVD player in it. But I think that's like the last thing that you still buy with a DVD player.
I think you might be right. But I will say that I feel like, isn't VHS like coming back? Like, people love retro things, like VHS and cassette tapes are like coming back. So I'm sort of like, our DVD, how long will it be until it's like, ooh, get your retro DVD player? That's gonna
sting. I see what you're saying, but like, the reason why like CDs haven't come back over vinyl is like, vinyl has a quality to it that is unachievable to the like CD player or the
right,
like iPhone, like Apple Music situation. Like, vinyl has like a atmosphere and like a feeling when you're listening to vinyl. I
like
don't
the smell
believe
of a Disney VHS case.
Oh yes. My gosh, the white bubble, like the
yes.
Bubbly. There is, oh, that is like an aesthetic that is just so ingrained in me that just screams childhood, you know? Like, the sound of it opening, like kind of that squeak noise it did, like how it stood out. Oh my God. When you'd go to someone's house and they'd have like this section of just the Disney VHSs and they stood out against all
they
the
were
other boring
bigger
VHSs.
Boxes. They were sort of like, they really amped themselves up on a shelf.
They really did. They
But themselves. I just don't think that streaming, and I could be wrong, but streaming Sex and the City on HBO Max and watching it in a DVD player seem to me to be very similar experiences. One maybe more easy and one much more difficult.
I'll tell you why they're not experiences. One is shrouded in pink velvet and the other is not.
Yes. Really, that pink velvet, I mean, I would argue that pink velvet is, in fact, back right now. Like, I feel like
Liz, you sent me a pink velvet dress on Instagram yesterday.
It was today, even.
Oh, it was today, even. It was this morning.
Yeah, I must have a thing. I don't know. Anyways, can I pivot?
Sure.
We're ready. We're ready.
We're selling that, though. Go on.
Okay, we'll talk. I have a segue even. We talked a little bit about Disney, and Jackie knows this, but my late grandfather was a movie distributor in Canada, and he used to distribute for Disney. And so my family actually has thousands of Disney movie posters in a basement that are actually worthless. We looked into it, but I'd be happy to also have you sell those.
Great. That's shocking that they're worthless. I feel like Disney has done such a good job recently, like literally selling anything. Like if you were to go to Disneyland, they have like what I don't think is bad. Like they sell like cups, like plastic cups, like get a beverage, but and you can have like a souvenir cup that's just like a cheap plastic cup for like an extra $10 or something. So I feel like Disney fans are so willing to spend money. Oh my God. I bet people would buy them, but you know, you wouldn't like pay off your student loans selling them.
You know who might be into that is our dear friend Mikey, Courtney's husband.
He loves a retro Disney thing. He does. Yeah. He was kind of maybe the person I was thinking, like a lot, he would never buy a souvenir cup ever. I will.
Yeah.
Like,
but like old timey Disney stuff is something he's kind of like into.
Well,
yeah.
Let's put him in touch with my dad. We've got a spreadsheet, which isn't a spreadsheet, but rather just a very long Word document because my dad doesn't know how to use Excel. Cool. And so anyways, I pivoted because that grandfather is actually the subject of this next, why did I keep this? It's not something I actually own because it's in Edmonton with my parents. Because it's too big to travel. My grandfather who passed away last fall had this giant portrait of himself that was used at a fundraising dinner at some point. And for some reason, my grandmother thought we need to keep this and hang it in one of our guest bedrooms at our home. And when he passed away, everyone said, what did they want from my grandparents' house? And I said, I want Big Zeta, which is what I called this really larger than life size of my grandfather. Photo of my grandfather, and everyone's like, no, that's silly, why are you saying that? And they were like, gonna get rid of it. And I said, what are you guys doing? I said I wanted Big Zeta. And so here's a photo of Big Zeta.
Hold that up a little?
Yeah, that's me looking at Big Zeta. So he is at my parents' house, and they are not allowed to get rid of him, and that is my last why did I keep this.
Oh my God. Okay, well, let the record show that Big Zeta is exactly that, a portrait of a man in a suit from the shoulders up, basically. Can you hold it up again? Let's describe it.
It looks like it was about, like, was it about 3x4?
Oh yeah, that's portrait.
It's really big, yeah. I mean, it is.
And is it painted, or
it's just really old, and so it's a photograph that has gone sepia tone, and amazing. Also is peeling, and has like some chunks taken out of it for no apparent reason. It's not in great shape.
I mean, I think that is absolutely worth keeping. It's so,
yes,
it's amazing and funny that they put it in their guest room. I think that I might just have a portrait of myself made for the guest room. That's so funny.
It's just that because it's 3x4, but it's only like shoulders up, his head is like 2 feet tall. Right. It's just so big.
I find that very sweet and also yes, very funny. Like that's I would be in the same boat as you. I would be like, no, 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 we are keeping that. That is so cool.
Everyone else was like, can I have some china? Can we get, you know, what about the crystal? What about this beautiful furniture? And I was like, if I don't get that 35-year-old photo, oversized life picture of my Zeta to put in my parents' basement, I'm not going to go on.
I just like the idea, like, maybe it should be like, you know, in those old British, like, manors, there's all the portraits in the hall. Like, maybe you should get a huge one of your dad printed as well for your parents' guest room, and then you could have that, too.
We did talk about it. We don't have that. We do have something similar that my brother and I had made for my parents' 25th wedding anniversary. A friend of ours is a painter, and we had her paint a portrait of our family in front of Cinderella's castle, a place that we've been once. Has no real special meaning, but that's where we were, that my parents had hanging over their couch for a long time.
That's amazing.
So where is that? Is that just like, has that been relegated to the basement as well?
Yeah, it's with Big Zeta. They're very happy with them down there.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, they're keeping each other company. They're doing great. Do you have any plans of bringing that into you, like, where you are now? I know it's like, you know, you have to cross borders.
Honestly, Courtney, my biggest fear is that if and when I move back to Edmonton, Big Zane is going to come live with me.
He absolutely has to, and you have to put him in the guest room. It's mm-hmm. a great talking piece.
Mm-hmm. It's a great conversation piece. Maybe right at the front door. Right first thing you see when you walk
right
in.
At the front door is great. Yeah, that really sets the
tone. Or if there's a mantle, over the mantle, like over the fireplace would be really special.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of opportunities. I say get rid of the Sex and the City DVDs. Recycle Mike Wazowski if you must, but definitely keep Big Zeta.
I'm interested to know if you guys have any oversized portraits of your ancestors in your home.
Oh my gosh, I kind of. So when my grandfather died, I was only 10, but he was the last of all of my grandparents to pass away. And for his service, my mom made this big, it's about the same size, I think it's 3x4, like collage of him and my grandmother. So it's not one big portrait, but it's a lot of small, cute photographs, which is nice, but it was like professionally framed. And I have no, like, I thought when my parents moved that I could just like take it off the wall, open up the back, like pull out the individual pieces, but it was a little more complicated than that. So I do not have, my mom still has, but I am afraid that it's going to be one of the things she bestows upon me is this giant, like, framed, very heavy collage, which saying collage is, I don't know why that's kind of tickling me right now. It is very sweet, but I'm also just like, this could have been, you know, this could have been like, we could have made a really nice little like photo book and pulled it out whenever. But I just remember it was like in our hallway. And it like, it just made our hallway feel like very small, but there was nowhere else in the house that my parents, I think, really wanted to display it because it was so big and it becomes just whatever, it just becomes what that room is about. So it was relegated to the hallway, but my mom is in this phase of like, what do you want? Like, oh, do you want the china? Do you want the silver? You know, start thinking about that. I'm like, oh, okay. And I told her, I was like, honestly, the only thing I really want is just the photographs. Like, and I wasn't thinking about this big framed thing. She just has a box of all these like photographs from when she was growing up and when my dad was growing up, like all these cool little bits of history. And now I'm nervous that because I said photographs, she's going to be like, and here's your giant thing that you have to worry about now. So that's, now you got me thinking.
I do have a portrait of myself, actually. I have two portraits of myself in my,
portraits?
Yeah, like painted oil paintings like, of my face.
One
is actually hanging at my parents' house. I sat for a friend of ours in university who was doing an arts, like a fine arts degree and needed to do portraits. And she gifted it to my parents who have kept it. And it remains hanging on the wall.
For the record, this is the same person that we're talking about.
Yeah. I was not, however, standing in front of the castle in Disneyland.
It's right, just well, that was background. A special request from my brother.
Right.
We can edit that in post.
Yeah. I mean, this was like, I was studying and she painted me for school. Like, it was a school assignment. It wasn't like either of us commissioned it or, I love it. It's beautiful. She did a great job.
I am so excited to get photos of this to post on Instagram.
Just for the record, I am not an ANC specialist or good with scissors or any of the arts and crafts accoutrement. And when I was home just a few weeks ago, my friend's 10-year-old twins, we were having dinner and they said, Lizzie, we heard that you're really bad at art. And I was like, why did you hear that? It's absolutely true.
I mean, lest we forget that those twins, their mother is not allowed to hold scissors even.
That's just because she cut my hair when we were five, but it is true that I retorted. In fact, your mother is also quite bad at art. And they said, oh, we know!
Maybe she was being bullied in her own home and needed some, like, support.
And then Jackie came up. Jackie's so good at art. But Courtney, we should have brought you up as well.
Oh my, no, it's okay. It's okay. Next time. I'll follow up.
For the record, I really appreciate being known as someone who's good at art, but I certainly am not actually good at art. I like play with Play-Doh, and I can with a melt bead, but other than that.
That really needs to be the title of this episode, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to segue now. Lizzie, I have a very important question for you. You might see this coming, as you are a fan of the pod. What is your opinion on the Bolero?
Oh, huge fan. Huge fan of the Bolero.
Okay, I love the enthusiasm.
I don't think it has a big purpose for me here in this southern climate, because it's hot. And it is just an added layer of warmth. But I do remember a baby yellow woolen Bolero that I had that had a ribbon tie I had in high school.
So good.
That lives on in memories and also photographs.
Oh, yeah. That sounds actually very photogenic. Like the baby yellow always, like baby yellow, like yellow and red pop so well in photographs. So
It may have been real photogenic on another young woman. Was not my finest look, but I love that Bolero.
I think the thing about the Bolero with the southern climate is like it exposes your armpit, so actually it's maybe the only way to wear a sweater in the south.
I don't think it exposes your armpits. I think it covers them nice up all nice. That's not good.
I mean, it's looking for my photo Bolero right now. But you could get a Bolero that, like, has just, you know, just the sleeve Bolero, leaves the armpit exposed and airy.
Ooh.
You know?
A real scandalous Bolero. A real skimpy Bolero.
It's a Bolero for the South. It's modest, but also appropriate for the weather.
It has armpit cutouts. I think.
Yeah.
Show off your armpits, but cover your elbows.
Definitely don't show your shoulders. The Bolero.
No, that's the Bolero's whole thing.
Lizzie actually really rocked a Bolero for a long time. And you also had short sleeve Boleros, I remember. Yeah. Do you remember those short sleeve Boleros? And
it's
they had like just
back.
Like a one button Bolero. Also a lot of knit Boleros. You really rocked the knit Bolero. But like when we were in junior high, you really went hard. In the Bolero time.
My head is turned, but there's the Bolero.
It's okay. It's a beautiful Bolero.
It's honestly exactly how I imagined it. It is beautiful.
We need that photo. You need to send that photo into the podcast. Oh, that's what we should be doing. We should be getting everyone to wear their Bolero.
If I still had that Bolero, I would have worn it right now, tonight, even though it's still 85 degrees in Memphis.
I actually bought Lana a Bolero during the course of the first season of the podcast, and to be honest, I had said, like, please send me a photo when you wear it, and she has not done it, and so I just don't think she's ever worn her brand new Bolero.
She can't be trusted.
No, she can't be trusted.
I think it's just going to be a matter of pestering her, and look, she is, like, on this pod, she is the OG Bolero stand. So she will wear it. I feel like she will wear it. She will just forget to take a picture.
That's true. That might be the case. Maybe she wears it every day and we just don't know.
I was going to say, worn that Bolero at least 5 times for sure. She just didn't send you a picture because she didn't want it on the podcast. She didn't want everyone to know.
She's being shy.
Maybe.
I like the idea that there are pictures on this podcast. I've held up like 4 pictures throughout the course of this podcast, forgetting the format in which you all will hear it.
It's a visual format. It's a visual ear format, especially this one.
We do have an
Instagram.
Can't
you put this in the
you
notes?
You should follow
Isn't
it.
Isn't there some sort of micromedia?
Oh, yeah. This will be in the notes for the podcast.
That's not right. Multimedia. Look, it's been a long day. I've been saving the children. Okay.
Yeah. Liz does actually
honestly, and thank
save
you.
The children. She's an incredible pediatric nurse. And
I saved
she can
no
keep whatever
today,
she wants.
But I did have a few meetings. And with this background, without any melt beads in it, which It's a real problem.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
You know who would love this? The children, potentially.
Yeah, the children would love this podcast. I agree.
No, I mean the melt beads. No, the podcast. No, I mean your Mike Wazowski melt beads.
So you're saying don't recycle it, but do give it to the children that I work with.
Or like maybe put it on a necklace right around the hospital.
Have you ever talked about what a choking hazard melt beads are? No. Little pieces of it have fallen off through this podcast. There's now little green beads everywhere in my office.
What a joy for you for later to find them and remember
my dog's poo.
The gift that keeps giving.
Oh, man. Well, this is a riot, I'd say. Courtney, do you agree?
I fullheartedly agree. This is the best evening I've had in front of a computer screen.
Yeah.
Liz, thank you so much for spending this evening recording with us. It has been a blast, and your items were so delightful to hear about. We really appreciate it. We know you're very busy, so
thank you for having me. It was very fun, and I have lots of other things that I'd love to tell you about anytime.
Heck yes. Oh my gosh. A follow-up episode? I love it. Also, big thank you to our listeners. Obviously, this podcast, I mean, I guess this podcast could exist without you. It's fine. But thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Thank you to our producer, Akshay, who does a lot of work, and that's great, so that Jackie and I can do less work. Big thank you to the Bolero, obviously. You know, fashion's most practical item. And Genevieve Vincent, our amazing composer, who is responsible for the beautiful intro and outro music. If you would like to follow us on Instagram, you can do that at Why Did I Keep This? And let us know if the items that we keep are your favorite thing or your most favorite thing. Those are the only two options.
And also this week, if you want to buy a box set of Sex in the City podcasts, please get at us. DM us.
Just remember that the...
Slide into our TM.
Just remember that the bidding starts at a very good amount of money.
A very good amount of money. All right? Nothing, not a penny less.
We thank you in advance.
All right, everyone. This has been real kooky. I love it. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.